As school kicks off remotely, one big question is what kind of in-person services will be offered to students with special needs. It's a pressing topic for many parents, especially if their children require a full-time instructional aide. Daniela Hall's 12-year-old son Dempsey is starting sixth grade at Denny International Middle School in West Seattle. He has cerebral palsy and uses a wheelchair full-time. At school, he has a one-to-one instructional aide who helps with feeding, practicing standing, and personal hygiene. But during remote schooling, those tasks fall to Hall or her husband.
It's an impossible situation at home because he needs help all the time. So then I'm in a position, or my husband's in a position, where somebody has to help him or be available all the time. In addition, I have to work.
Hall says she'll likely not pursue in-person special education for him because they're worried about possibly exposing his grandmother to the virus. But many other families are waiting to find out what in-person services their children will be able to receive. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.